Okay, with that, we are ready to head on over to Studio 2A. Woven Oak Trio is there, and we'll hear some music from them. They've got a live performance, and then we'll talk to them a little too.
Deviation by a favorite artist of ours, Bela Fleck. He looks like about 20 years old on the cover of that record. And he's wearing a sweatband. It's that kind of a song. Bluegrass with a sweatband. We're Woven Oak Trio. We're going to do a fiddle tune featuring Mr. Matt Roland on the fiddle. I hope this microphone's on. Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right.
One more?
One? All right, we'll hit another one. We'll do an original song called Paris for Now.
That was absolutely beautiful, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. Gosh. So I'm sitting in here with Woven Oak Trio for the second time. I've been in here before interviewing you guys. It's kind of cool.
That's right. Was that last Christmas, maybe?
Or a little after, I think. Okay. But yeah, I mean, it was around that time. But it was Woven Oak Trio. It was you guys. You were playing at Harlow Gardens.
Yes, that's right. Yep. It was. Yeah. You know, we didn't have our name yet. We were... Roland Alfred Green, or sometimes Matt Roland, Ryan David Green, and Ryan Alfred. But now it's three words and more concise.
It is a little more concise. Though let's have you all introduce yourselves, and then we'll talk about your music.
Sure.
Sure.
In the left corner, this is Matt Roland here, and I'm playing mandolin and fiddle. The listeners might know me from my other band, Run Boy Run.
So Ryan Alfred playing the double bass, and a little bit later the banjo from the band Sweet Ghosts.
And I'm Ryan David Green, and I play with Ryan Hood. And that is where I mostly play, but this is where I'm enjoying playing quite a bit now here with the Woven Oak Trio.
Wow, gosh. I loved that song Deviation that you guys played. That had me about ready to hop out of my chair. And I mean, that was good stuff.
Man, that song, I was telling the other guys in the group that song for like, I don't know now, 15 years, let's see, I'm 34, and I was about 18 when I heard it. I found it at Newbury Comics in Harvard Square, I think. Is there one in Harvard Square, Ryan?
There is.
Yeah.
It's tucked behind the...
Yeah.
Yeah, in the back.
The other Ryan and I know each other from Boston. We went to Berklee College of Music there. Anyway, I found that record. This was basically pre-internet, kind of. We had high-speed internet that first year of college.
It was like pre-streaming.
I still had to look for music. You'd still file through and be like, what? Bela Fleck has this record called Deviation? What is this? And, yeah, anyway.
He has a headband on his album.
Why does he have a headband on? Playing bluegrass. And a sweatband. But, anyway, so it was kind of a dream. I learned that song then and, kept trying to sort of get various groups or people I played with to learn it and hoping to be able to play it. And these guys, were up to the task. And so anybody who's willing to learn 16th notes in 7/8 time, like Matt did, party on.
He kept introducing it to bands, and people kept running away.
I could see how they might. It would be a little intimidating, but boy, on stage, I just feel like it's an amazing song to perform. It has to be fun.
This was the first time we've ever performed it right now, actually. So
wow.
So we're excited to do it this
week.
Was
it fun, Ryan?
It was fun. I was bobbing my head, and we'll be throwing it down at the Copper Room at
Congress.
Hotel Congress.
That's right. That's right. We should talk about that real briefly. You guys are
sure.
Playing.
Yeah, it's a seated show there, put on by Rhythm and Roots. And we've done show. Rhythm and Roots has worked with Run Boy Run and done a Ryan-head show. And this is a great chance to do a show. They do lots of great series, and that's a good spot for just a small, intimate seated show.
And minimal miking,
yeah.
Mostly acoustic sound.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple really good shows there. Yeah, it's really, really nice sounding. Yeah. I love seeing a show there, honestly. Doors are at 7, did you say?
Yes.
That sounds right. Doors at 7. Is the show 7:30?
I don't know that anyone's ever solidified that. Thereabouts.
You want one of the front seats, so get there at 7 and see what happens.
That's right. It is definitely a seated show. There's not much room for standing there.
No.
But I think your audiences will really enjoy it. It's a really great space for you guys to be playing.
Yeah, we're
Well, I think let's get back into some music, and we'll talk a little bit more about your work as the trio here and what you plan to do. What do you got for us next?
You want to do Caterpillar? I see that on the list. Sure. We'll do a song of Matt's called The Caterpillar Prince. That one is... Okay, that's in that key.
The key of Caterpillar. Thank you.
All right, we'll hit another one here. What are you guys feeling? Fellas, you want to hit a little Lost in the Loop, or do you want to...
Yeah, sure.
Lost in the Loop?
Sure.
All right. This is a song by Liz Carroll, who is an Irish fiddler.
Thank you.
Wow, you guys, that was really something. I'm just kind of stunned. That was absolutely so much fun and so gorgeous sounding. I'm Rusty, sitting in for Matt Milner on Locals Only here. I'm joined by Ryan David Green, Ryan Alfred, and Matt Roland, who together form Woven Oak Trio. Hi again, guys. That was great.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
You're fun to play for.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm one lucky guy right now. I tell you what, I'm getting a really great show just all to myself, I feel like. I hope our listeners are enjoying it as much as I am, because you guys, this is really fun.
Cool.
Thank you. I have fun every time I'm playing with these guys, too. It hasn't gotten old yet. That's the good thing about the fact that we all keep actually really busy with our other bands. If you're just joining us, Matt is from Run Boy Run, and I'm from Ryan Hood, and Ryan Alfred is from Sweet Ghosts, and we just play a lot separately, and it's actually kind of difficult to find the windows of time when we're all together. So when we are, it's pretty much just fun and challenging the whole time, and I'm looking forward to every show we've got. We've got a few scheduled around Arizona to do together, and then we're going to make a record in February. So it's an exciting time.
Oh, that is exciting. That is exciting. That's kind of what I wanted to ask you guys, because I know, having seen you in your other acts and I see you on Facebook, you're all three very busy young men. And so how do you do it? How do you decide what you're going to add to what Woven Oak is going to do? Do you guys stay in touch throughout the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, the first show of ours was almost a year ago. We did a concert at Harlow Gardens, and it did take a long stretch in between. Then Ryan was out with Calexico all around the world, and Matt's band is kind of finishing their album cycle and their vinyl release, Run Boy Run was, and Ryan had just kind of tours constantly, too, and so we just check in, and when we find, I mean, we're probably literally using every day that the three of us are in Tucson, we try to see each other, get together, which might sound like we'd be together all the time, but it's not. It's when we find there's a week or two where it works, we kind of book the whole thing up. And
we do this band in seasons.
It really is, yeah, which is why we're just packing it in this time and getting a lot of performances under our belt, and going to record over it at St. Cecilia pretty soon.
On Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Oh, that's right.
Because you guys spend so much time together, why not Valentine's
Day? Matt,
have
you told your wife that we're in the studio on Valentine's Day?
He's looking sheepish.
She's finding out right now.
Yeah, mine too, probably.
Well, so, I mean, you guys are in some really great local bands, the local Tucson bands. I wonder, I mean, this has to scratch some itch for you, right? Like, this has to do something for you guys to go so far out of your way, I feel like, to make this Woven Oak happen. What is it? What is it that it does for you, Ryan?
When I met Matt and realized he knew all this, like, progressive acoustic music that I loved, like these old Bela Fleck records and these Chris Thiele records and Edgar Meyer records and stuff, I just kind of asked him if he'd be interested in playing some of this stuff. I wasn't even thinking of live. It was just, like I said, I'd been waiting, you know, 15 years to play Deviation. It was like, will you play this song with me in my living room? And, you know, as it turned out, when we started talking about it, Ryan Hood and Run Boy Run did a few shows together. And we started talking about it and practicing some things. And we just started a Spotify playlist that we shared of just all these, starting with cover songs, like the Deviation song and stuff. But then we started writing ones in that vein. And, I mean, it's, I can't go this far out with part of what makes Ryan Hood work is it's songs and it's I don't know, Cameron, my partner in that band, is a singer songwriter, and he's sort of more the straightforward, you know, lyricist trying to communicate a message, and I'm kind of trying to make it weird, and we tether each other in that sense, but it's fun to get untethered a little bit and just kind of play super weird music that I love. With this, so I don't know. I would assume it's maybe a similar thing with Matt and Ryan. I mean, Ryan went to music school with me, so he's a bona fide music nerd like I am too. So, Matt, you can speak for yourself on that one. I won't declare that.
I'm an unbona fide music nerd.
Oh, well, don't sell yourself short.
Don't sell yourself short. There's nerdery in there.
Oh no, there's nerdery. I think for me, a big part of what's really fun about this group is just exploring how these instruments play together. I mean, obviously, guitar and fiddle have a long history together, in the American fiddle tradition, but just kind of exploring what kind of different textures you can create with a guitar, fiddle, and bass, or guitar, mandolin, bass. I mean, all of those instruments fall in different ranges and have different limitations physically, and so it's fun to just hear what does a banjo sound like with just a, you know, tiny plucked mandolin and some of those different. We have a song called "Mouse and the Elephant," which is just kind of an allusion to the fact that the mandolin is so tiny and the bass is so large, and spanning that gap is a fun challenge.
Yeah. Oh, right on. Well, I think let's hear a little bit more music. This is Locals Only. I'm sitting here with Woven Oak Trio. And boy, are you in for a treat if you're just tuning in right now, because these gentlemen have done nothing but entertain me for the last 30 minutes.
Thank you.
I think we're going to slow it down and play this banjo-driven waltz called One Last Waltz we've been working on.
Nice one. That was that's a song written by Ryan Alfred, the bass player. All right, let's looking at our song list here, trying to craft the ultimate driving music for you right now, wherever you are. We are Woven Oak Trio.
You're at home.
Pick up something and steer with it. All right. Well, let's pick it up with, you want to try flipping?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
I think recommending trying to drive to this song is
park, yes.
Dangerous. Maybe park.
Yes.
Pull over wherever you are.
You'd be safer texting right now than you would listening to this song while you drive.
I'm Rusty. This is Locals Only. And I'm sitting here with Woven Oak Trio, which is Ryan David Green, Ryan Alfred, and Matt Roland from a few different bands. They're Woven Oak Trio. They've got a show at Club Congress in Copper Hall.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come on out. It's going to be good. It's going to be very nice, not super loud show, very beautiful atmosphere. We really try and with this project also to be conscious of like where we're playing, you know, to play in environments where we can really, really hear each other. So we did a few things with, you know, with all the pickups and monitors, and it's hard to kind of get into the same space that we get into when we rehearse, just in my house, basically.
Yeah.
Fully unplugged and yeah, like this, too.
Yeah, we managed to do a couple gigs recently. Yeah, just one mic, more or less, right between us. And it's pretty amazing to be able to play music like that. It's like the old days when people just played music together and recorded it in one take.
Yeah. I'm kind of fascinated to think that like a dance hall or dance music back in like 1908 was this, you know? For a lot of people, like it's just so much quieter than if you go to like a dance club now. It's like house music. The rhythms haven't actually changed that much, but the volume of it.
The volume certainly has.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing to think. I mean, I think I would have a hard time dancing to acoustic music. I'd feel I wouldn't. Not because you couldn't hear it, but just it wouldn't give you that same overwhelming thing.
I'll take you sometime to the Pueblo Square Dance Center and they'll show you a good time.
Your sister calls square dances, right?
Yeah, she does.
Graceful.
Yeah, there's actually there's a really good square dance and contra dance scene here in Tucson that a lot of people don't know about, but Scottish contra dance, English contra dance, there's a lot of it in Tucson. And there's a gigantic wooden floor dance hall right here in Tucson that a lot of people don't know about. If you go in there, there's banners of all the famous tap dancing troupes that have come through Tucson.
Really? Where is this?
It's on First Avenue. Or no, it's Stone. Up on Stone. Stone and Fort Lowell.
Huh. Stone
yeah.
and
it's
Fort
actually, it's a little treasure. A gem.
Okay. Yeah, let's
still have to take us sometime.
Yeah. Let's like go there. Let's play there and play all these songs in seven.
Old-fashioned rave in seven.
And dance to acoustic music.
Yeah.
Well, it's so great that you guys are doing this. I mean, I just really love, and that's one thing when you're saying that being able to hear each other is so important. I see you guys really playing off of each other and looking back and forth. There's a lot of communication in what you're doing.
Yeah.
That is true. And it a lot of times it does, so you can't see it if you're listening, but we kind of like to form a half, or like a U shape, I guess, where we're kind of in a half circle and sort of facing inward to each other, because it is, well, part of it is just those whole, 16th notes in 7/8, and you just got to kind of make sure you're on the same page with each other. But we try to arrange endings and beginnings and corners and stops and things in the songs that are, maybe a little unusual and entertaining, and, we have to make sure we're in touch with each other. We can't go Bono and go run around the track in the middle of those songs.
Well, it would be hard with a big bass, too, to run around like Bono.
Really hard with just one mic as well.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah. Well, yeah, so what are your plans for Woven Oak? You are going to record in February, you said?
Yeah. So it's – and when we first – I guess I kind of I found Matt to play this stuff with, and then I suggested that that Ryan join us and do it too, because Ryan and I used to go see all these acoustic shows in Boston together, and I thought he'd be into it too. And I mean, at the time, I wanted to, my plans would be to tour concert halls around the country playing this. But as soon as we started doing it, I realized how busy we were in our other, groups. And so now it's just every moment is kind of as a gift. And I think there's certainly a place in the paths that we've all journeyed individually, the Ryan Hood tours I've done, and the venues and festivals and things, and similar with what Run Boy Run has done, and Sweet Ghost. We've all played places where I actually think this group would fit in any of those, and certainly be an interesting new opportunity for that. So if it hits a point where suddenly we all find that we have a 3-month lull at the same time, which may come, who knows, that may be this next year, we don't really know. We will have the record ready, and I would love to hit some of the festivals that Ryan has done and Run Boy Run's done and some of the clubs that Sweet Ghost has done. And
You don't want to hit some of those, though.
Well, I said some.
Not all.
Some of them we're going to steer wide of.
I'm thinking about Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Libero.
That's yeah. But, so I would... I have to realize I have to sort of control my excitement and dreams for this group, because I just realize the restrictions on, we're all making a living in these separate projects and can't just, can't just throw it all down and run off and do this. But it's fun.
Run off and shred.
Just run and shred forever. But I would like to hope that it will grow and benefit from the trails that we've blazed in our individual groups already.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see any reason why it couldn't, gentlemen. You guys really are doing something really special here. I can just see it. And I see it from just the last time that we sat together, which that was a really amazing performance too. But I see real growth amongst you, and I really see what's happening.
Thank you.
Why don't we just real quickly, before we get into the music, could you guys just... Do you just want to talk about what your other acts are doing, if there's anything else that we could catch you doing? Why don't we start with you, Ryan? And
sure. Ryan Hood, my duo. We are getting ready to record. Well, actually, so we're out. We kind of tour a couple weeks of every month. So always be on the lookout for that. And we're our next local show here will probably be the Tucson Folk Festival, which will be April 30th, May 1st-ish. And, yeah, we're working on recording. We've kind of finished writing for the record, so we're recording it for a new one now.
Oh. So Run Boy Run is, we're kicking off our season just in 2 weekends. We'll be down in Tubac doing a show at the Presidio Park. That's 2:00 in the afternoon on a Saturday. We were talking about that on Friday. Yeah. Should just be a really nice afternoon. Come down to Tubac, have some good, great food, catch a concert, and then... We'll be doing a residency up in Phoenix. We kind of have about a week and a half of shows and a concert in Phoenix a week after that as well. And then we're actually working on a new album as well. It's kind of a new album season. So we'll be recording probably in March sometime. And folks here in town, if they don't catch us in Tubac in 2 weekends, there's a good chance we'll be at the Folk Festival as well. And just probably doing we'll be doing a larger April tour as well. So that's kind of what we have going on.
Wow. And Ryan?
Sweet Ghost is kind of, we're working on a few things. We're kind of perpetually working on recordings. The main next show we're going to do is going to be in April. We're doing a show over at Solar Culture with kind of an expanded ensemble, a 12-piece band with a string quartet and a few woodwinds and stuff. It's going to be really good. Me and Ben Nisbet from our band, from Artifact Dance Company, are going to arrange out about an hour and 15 minutes worth of music. Jeff Haskell is going to do an arrangement for us. And that's kind of the one thing for that band that I'm looking at right now.
Is it new music, or are you rearranging
It's a good amount of the old stuff. Probably 2 songs from the last Artifact show, which were big electronic pieces that we're going to arrange for all live instruments, and then probably 2 or 3 new Sweet Ghost songs as well. Stuff from we have something like 38 songs that we're looking at for the new record that we're going to call down to about 10. They're not all good.
I should also let everybody know that Ryan is a engineer and producer as well, so I've witnessed the unbelievable amount of prolific writing and recording that they've done. It seems like every time I go over, he's got a completely new approach and arrangement and fully recorded version of a song. And he's very creative, and that sounds like a really great show.
It really does. I mean, with Ben and Jeff both, I mean, those are some really, really interesting musicians here in this town.
Yeah, Ben's amazing. And Catherine, who's the main singer in Sweet Ghost with me, my girlfriend, was kind of Jeff's like protege for the time that she was in the U of A and studied a lot with him and worked a lot. In fact, they played today at the Jazz Fest together.
Oh.
So that's the connection there.
Sure, that makes sense. I took a jazz history class with Jeff a long time ago, a million years ago. Yeah, in another life almost.
Yeah, he's a genius, man.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, it was neat to sit in a class with that man. Yeah. It really was.
He kind of is a jazz history class.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, he is on his own. He really is. The stories he had to tell were pretty freaking cool.
Him and Catherine know something absurd like 300 songs that they don't need charts or lyrics or anything for. It's incredible.
Wow.
I've seen it. They just call it.
Wow. Well, I think it's a testament what you guys are doing individually in your other groups, and then when you come together here, I think it's a testament to what great musicians you really are and how much time and effort you're putting into this. It really comes across. I'd love to hear just a little bit more.
Sure. Appreciate that.
Think we have another 2 tunes?
Yeah, I think so. I'm Rusty. This is Locals Only, and I have been completely and utterly entertained by Woven Oak Trio for the last 50 minutes. We're going to hear a couple more songs from them.
We're going to do the aforementioned Mouse and the Elephant song.
Uh.
One more song for you. We have time for that?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to finish with another original. This is called Seven Falls.